Every November and December, arts organizations around the country compete for the lucrative Family Holiday Entertainment Dollar. This year, there's another competitor. In three major American cities, Los Angeles, San Francisco, and Boston, some enterprising producers are trying to create a new holiday tradition. Jeff London has the story.
Irving Berlin's White Christmas is a perennial. The song, written in 1942, is literally the most popular song of all time. Introduced by Bing Crosby in the film Holiday Inn, it became the title song for the much-loved 1954 feature, which starred Crosby, Danny Kaye, and Rosemary Clooney. The movie White Christmas is a constant presence on television screens during the holiday season, and if Broadway producer Kevin McCollum has his way, a live version may be coming to a theater near you.
You know, we had Christmas Carol, we had The Nutcracker, but music theater didn't have its own musical form. And that's the time of year when people come as families. And I'm very big on trying to get all generations to come to the theater. It's one of my goals as a theatrical producer.
So, when McCollum was approached about producing a stage adaptation of White Christmas, he and his partners pounced. Last year, they put together a production team of Broadway veterans, which included director Walter Bobby, to try the show out in San Francisco. Bobby says the only Irving Berlin stage musical that constantly gets revived is Annie Get Your Gun, so adapting the film of White Christmas was like staging a new Irving Berlin show.
The opportunity to create arguably a new theater piece with Irving Berlin music was something I just couldn't pass up when it came to me. It's a wonderful opportunity to pass on to another generation a major American composer in the context of the theater.
Bobby and his collaborators kept most of the songs from the film and added some other numbers from the Irving Berlin catalog, like I Love a Piano. Choreographer Randy Skinner says Irving Berlin's music is made for dance.
He understood what it was like to write a real melody, and he understood rhythm, and he had so much syncopation in a lot of his songs. So that makes your job easy if you just sit and absorb the music.
Birds singing a song, singing a song, nothing but bluebirds all day long.
Last year's production in San Francisco was such a success that the decision was made to put White Christmas on in three cities simultaneously, says producer Kevin McCollum.
There are only, 10 or so markets that could have a show the whole holiday season that has enough population and enough theater goers.
One of those markets is Boston, where White Christmas is playing at the Wang Center for the Performing Arts, which used to host Boston Ballet's Nutcracker. When the Wang Center's president, Josiah Spalding, was looking for a new holiday show to play in his theater, he flew out to see White Christmas in San Francisco and called producer Kevin McCollum.
I said, "Kevin, I've got to have this in Boston. This is a fantastic piece, and it would be my hope that we could try to create a new holiday tradition in Boston." And Kevin said, "Really?" And he said, it's expensive. I said, "Yes, I understand it's expensive, but we're in."
The nonprofit Wang Center invested $3.5 million in its production of White Christmas, and Josiah Spalding believes he can recoup the investment with this year's 5-week run. The Boston company of White Christmas began rehearsals this fall in New York, along with the Los Angeles and San Francisco companies. The logistics were tricky, says director Walter Bobby.
We took over two floors of 890 Broadway, which are the old Michael Bennett studios. We had 100 actors in rehearsal. We had an extraordinary schedule. We started out with just the San Francisco company, and by the third week, we had all three companies in rehearsal.
Choreographer Randy Skinner.
Every morning you would walk in and there would be posted where you were supposed to be, what company was rehearsing in what room, what number, or what scene. I just would go up and down stairs all day and go in and out of rooms where I was needed. It was fun, but it was tiring.
Open the door!
Go
critics have questioned the need to translate such an iconic film to the stage. But director Walter Bobby thinks that ticket sales and audience involvement signify the birth of a new annual holiday entertainment brand.
I think that the show has enormous popular appeal. It's evidenced by the response of the audience in all three cities at this point. And I think they will tell us what to do. I think the current hope is that we would do just three productions next year, but maybe we'd move them to three different cities.
And, Bobby adds, producers from Australia and England have attended White Christmas in the States, so there may even be more productions abroad.
The good news is we seem to be surrounded by opportunity. And in the theater, believe me, as you don't say this at Christmas, but mazel tov.
White Christmas is running in Boston, Los Angeles, and San Francisco until New Year's Eve. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London.